002. Okay. Simon Samach Aleph, Samach Beis, Simon Samach Beis. Mishalo Dikta Kriya Shmoyle Yashmila Ozdo. Avodisha Mitzvah Adaktik Bosi Yoseho, as we have seen. By the way, this is the safer that everyone can buy. Eim HaMikra HaShalayim. It's very simple, concise, precise, to the point. You learn a chapter every night, or a chapter every two nights. Before you know it, you know how to read. First chapter is called, very simply done, very well done. Has exercises. It sums up every chapter. What have we learned? The Perek Zeh Lamadnu. It has exercises. It has common errors. It has 2 pages on saying Kriya Shema properly. B'chol Diktukeha. It takes you through Kriya Shema. It has each parasha in the Torah. Common mistakes of Al Kurei should watch out for. But he has basic diktuk. First chapter is the consonants. Common mistakes. Chazdo, Tizkeru, Echod, Yaakov, not Yaakov. It's really, really well done. Very simply done, in a very simple way. Eim HaMikra HaShalem. It's really, really well done. It's written by a Sfardi, as it is, but he has all the Ashkenazi Havaris also, whatever's necessary to know. Very, very down to earth, very practical, very, very well done. It's a must in every Jewish home if you're interested in pronouncing words basically properly. And you'll be, like, he goes through every parsha. It's invaluable for Balikarim. I mean, especially for kids. He goes through every parsha and says, like, what you have to watch out for. What's very easily mispronounced.
Mimkom
chol is no yud there, so it's a tenua ktana, so the pashto is a shlonoch.
Right, nobody says
that.
What? Nobody says it now. In Kedusha, the second.
I can tell you 1,000 words people say wrong. Afal pisha mitzvah l'daktik dosi yoseho, and as we saw yesterday, not just in Shema, but in Pesukei Zimra, in all of davening. In fact, any time you read a pasuk in Tanakh, you're supposed to be careful and pronounce it properly. It's a very good tehillim. The one tehillim, very good, maybe I have it on. Very good tehillim that also points out by the words of a common mistake. It points out what the common mistake might be and what you should watch out for. That's if you're into tehillim. Avu Bisha Mitzvah Adaktik Bosi Yoseho Kra'ah. If you read it, Lo Diktik Bohem Yotze Lamaisa Yotze. Now, what does it mean, Lo Diktik? Where do you draw the line? I mean, you can listen to people, they can make all sorts of errors. When does an error that's called Lo Diktik Bosi Yoseho become an error that's called you didn't say the word? Where do you draw the line? So it's not clear. We'll learn the Mishnah Berurah, then I'll tell you an opinion I have based on nothing but my own story. You have to let me finish the sentence. The low dictate ain't Indian. It doesn't mean shall his tables for osios that you, it certainly doesn't mean you skip the word, that's for sure. But even if you skip the syllable, if you know, if you skip a, so what is it? It's not so clear. Like, what where do you draw the line? Let's say Shemavadei lo yotzo, because if you skip one word in Kriya Shema, you're not yotze. So it's not clear. Avolinyan lo diktik, the things we talked about in the Leah Simon. Shelo noson revach ben advekim. He didn't write up the letter if one word ended in the same letter as the next word started, and he wasn't mafresh to make sure that it sounds like two. So he said vabad tem mehira. So sounded like, that's what it means. Oshlo hita za zayin shel tizkeru. Now there already you can say, whoa, wait a second. If he wasn't careful to be matiz the dayin shel tizkeru, and he said tizkeru, So why is that only lo dikdek? Why isn't that he said a different word? V'chadoyimu, chonizku liyel b'simen samach aleph, v'chein mucha peperish Rashi. Okay, so I, in Svara, here, the aleph bays are split up into osios hagaron, chaych, what's chaych in English?
Palate.
Where's the palate? Deeper than the throat?
No,
roof of the mouth. Okay, it's split up into palate, into throat, palate, lips, teeth, and tongue. Right? Aleph, hay, and you'll look at them and you'll be surprised at some of them. Like the iron is a garon, you'll be surprised at that. And the chof and the ches are different, right? The ches is the throat and the chof is the palate. Because it's a, what do you call it, more guttural, less guttural? Less guttural. Okay, then you have, so I once thought in Svara, although I have no raya, or I never saw it anywhere, I should say, that if you're within the set, that's called lo dikdek. In other words, if you're in the same set, so that's only lo dikdek. For example, Zion and Sin is in the same set, is in the Shinai. So that's called lo dikdek. He said laman tizkeru instead of tizkeru, so that would be called lo dikdek. But if you skipped or you change sets, then it would be called, you said a different thing, because you're in a totally different set. That's what I once said in Svara. We're not mechalik between a ches and a chof, and it's a different set. So that's because b'meshach hadayrus, it got lost. So it became like a dialect. Once it's a dialect, then I told you, he, Lashon Kodesh also recognizes dialects. So it lost that thing. But Gabi, what's the difference between lo dikdek and mamishkim? But then I really don't understand the tizkeru of the Mishnah Berurah. Because it seems also logical that if you change the meaning of the word, then even if it's just lo dikdek, but if you change the meaning, then it should be no good. Because you changed the meaning. So it's not, how could you call that just lo dikdek? So maybe the Mishnah Berurah just means, as you, I don't know, you didn't emphasize it. But if you actually said laman tizkeru, it has a different meaning. So I don't know, I didn't see anybody talk about it. How can you call that only lo dikdek if you change the meaning? What? That's a very good question. You should ask a shayla of his rov. Really? You should ask a shayla. It's a problem. There is a medrash, which is almost a medrash plia. The diglo alaya hava, the medrash says, quoting a pasuk in Shir Shirim, that you can have a pasuk, a person not being careful, and he wants to say the ohav, I'm going to say the ohavta, but that's wrong. Just bear with me, okay? He wants to say the ohavta as Hashem Elokecha, and he says the ohavta, because he's not careful. And ohavta means I'm Hashem's enemy. And Hashem loves it, and Hashem's mochel, and Hashem accepts it, bi'ahava. That's the medrash. So, like, what is that supposed to mean? So again, I don't know. But I thought to answer, I'm not answering your question out, l'halach l'mayis, which means you have to ask it wrong. So I thought, the medrash is talking about if you have a speech impediment. And you're an onus. So if a person's an onus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like mitzarif, the words like the shepherd with the whistle, you know. The Baal Shem, you know, everybody knows that story. So that's what Hashem does. Hashem Taka does that, even in Kriya Shema, if you have a speech impediment. That's what the Medrash is talking about. Moshe and the Mishnah Berurah is not talking about speech impediments. He's talking about a person that's not careful. If you're not careful, you're not an oinus, so then Hashem doesn't do that. And then Taka, I can't imagine a person that's just not careful and he says, V'oyavto, will be Yotze. So again, these are all good sfeikas. I'm not sure about the Mishnah Berurah with tizkeru, because in Svar, if you change the meaning of the word, it can't be good. Or if you make a word into a nonsense word, and it has no meaning the way you said it. You know, let's say you said mehera, like you said a taka like an aleph. That's one of the common errors. He brings that here. You're not mavyish the head. But So I hold that's only lo dicta. I would say, because hey and aleph are in the same set. They're mehagoram. So okay, so that's called lo dicta. Okay. So that's, it's more problematic, perhaps, than people realize. See them standing there, you'll see. Teira. That's already, the Mishnah Berurah, meanwhile, is not talking about, that's a dialect, and that's the vowel. Mishnah Berurah is talking about the consonants, the osios. He's not talking about the nikud. The nikud is dialect. The consonants have specific pronunciations, many of which were lost by Meshech Hadoros. I mean, even he says, and he's already a Sfardi, because B'meshach HaDoros, many congregations, many segments of Klal Yisrael lost, it got lost, the difference between a Chof and a Ches, the difference between a Samach and a Sin, and a Samach, a Sin, and a Sof. It got lost, a Vav and a Vez, it got lost. The Dogesh of Gimel, Dal, of Gimel and Dalid, with the Dogesh, without the Dogesh. He talks about the Sfardim. He says how the Sfardi should properly pronounce Shem Hashem. He talks about that. It says it got lost. B'meshach HaDoros, they stopped being careful and it got lost. And the Hamonim of the Sfardim say Shem Hashem, not properly, because there is, they are supposed to be saying it correctly, you know. Okay. So it's, I recommend this highly. I really do. This particular subject, it's really simple because it's a massive subject. And almost any sefer that's written on it that I've seen, your eyes glaze over around page 2. When he gets to the exceptions of the exceptions of the exceptions, and you don't even know what it's talking about. This is really very clearly, simply written in very bite-sized pieces. And it has exercises there. It looks like a school book. Maybe it is a school book. You know something? I don't know. Maybe he wrote it for school. Okay. And it comes in very different colors, so it'll match your bookcase. No matter what color your sforim are, it'll match it. It comes in different colors. Okay. But Al Kaponim, the Mishnah Berurah wants you to know that the din, which is a Mishnah, which is how we paskin, it's a machlekes tanoim, it's only lo dikdek. It's only up to a certain point. If you cross that line, you're certainly not yotzei. What that line is not clear. Again, it would seem to me if you change the meaning of the word, it would seem to me if you completely miss a letter, if you skip a syllable, it's really not lo dikdek. I don't know. Unless it's a common error that everybody makes, unless it's a dialect already. But if a person says Vavadtem Meira, and he just skips over the hay, and he says Meira, that's not lo dikdek, it seems to me. That you're not Yotze. I've said many times, when you say Hallel Sholem with a bracha, so now already, not only are you not Yotze Hallel, if you miss a word, or mispronounce a word, past the stage of lo dikdek, but you also now have the cover of two brachos levatolos that you've made. So you have to be very careful. So when you don't say halel sholem, so it's not so bad, because that, it's like, it, even if it's called you skip that whole posuk, let's say you missed a word, or you mispronounced a word, and let's assume for a moment, because it's quite logical that if you skip the word, so you didn't say that whole posuk, you didn't just not say that word. But you didn't say that pasuk, because the word is part of the pasuk. So you skip the pasuk, but you're allowed to skip in Hallel. What we skip is just what we've decided, I'll call it arbitrarily, although it's not arbitrary, but it, you know, we just decided to skip. But you can skip any part of Hallel, and you yotze, when you say chatzi Hallel. So that's okay. But when you say Hallel Sholem, Hanukkah's coming up, you have 8 days where if you miss a word, you've not only not been Yotzei Hallel, but you've said two brachos levatolos. And I always tell people, it's psoyim, not psoim. Shemeh psoyim Hashem. It's the plural of pesi, and the chirik is under the yud. Look, in 95% of the Siddurim have it correctly, with the chirik under the yud, not under the aleph. The aleph is silent. Shemeh psoyim Hashem.
talking about even according to Ashkenazi that we say brachas on Chatzi Hallel.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah, because it's called you skip. So that's what you've decided to skip.
So why is a whole Hallel the rule?
Because you're not allowed to skip when the din is to say whole Hallel. You're not allowed to skip even one word. It's like Kriya Shema. You have to say these Pirkei Tehillim, and you're not allowed to skip one word. When we say Chatzi Hallel, the pshat is we don't have to say every word. We could skip. We've decided to skip half of this perek and half of this perek. And this will be your halacha, by the way. But you can decide to skip any pasuk, and your yod say, and we make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel. So if the din on that day is only to say Chatzi Hallel, so we decided to skip that pasuk. What's the difference? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay. But when you say Hallel Shal, 9 days of, well, in Eretz Yisrael, 8 days of Sukkot, and 8 days of Hanukkah, and Shavuos, when you're falling asleep in the morning, it's very dangerous. 1 day Pesach, 1 day Shavuos, Hanukkah, you have to be very careful to say every, don't say it by heart. You could easily skip an S in the first parak, right? You can easily skip the S. You know, you're saying it with my heart. You know, you forgot there's an S there. Boom. Okay. Yotza. Mikomakom, Adam Mishabur is going the other way. Even though you're Yotza by Loi Dictate, when it's only Lo Dictate, but Yizorim Ola Chatchila Bazet. This is something to really be careful about, to properly say the words. V'isa B'shas. Hamadaktik behen schoro shemetzanan and lo gehenim. You get an air conditioning system in Gehenim. Shehu mida keneged mida. And now the Mishnah Berurah explains that. Sometimes you read these remarks and you know you sort of roll your eyeballs and you don't even know what it means. But here the Mishnah Berurah explains it. He says shemaachesh humer arar atzmo. You bother, so to speak, to carefully say the words, and he says you're like you sweat on it. It's a koach. You have to summon up kochos hanefesh. So I don't know. Umeinia eschomo hativi l'taktik bolsios. You have to like concentrate and focus and do something unnatural. And so he says. So b'schar zeh hachom hativi shehu ma'orer mitzanan and lo kenegdo chom acher shehu begehinom. Okay. And certainly it's as good as buying an insurance policy. Besides the fact that you should do it. It's a din, you should do it l'chatchila like that. But it has certainly a nice reward. So here it is, Ema Mikra HaShalem. I don't get a commission. He goes through Kriya Shema. Here's Kriya Shema. Where is it? And then he has Shelos Chazor LaTalmidim. It's almost like a textbook. But where's Kriya Shema? He takes you by the hand. He takes you by the hand through davening, by the way, and he shows you common errors in davening, common errors in every parsha. Here's Kriya Shema. Here's Kriya Shema. V'hoya lo v'oya v'oya im shamoa. Right, and he takes you through it. Tishma'u el mitzvosai, and he pauses. Where to pause? Where to pause between letters? V'chol levavchem. Be careful not to say levavchem. Right, levavchem. You have to work a little harder. That second vase should be pronounced like a vase, not like a fe. If you're a little lazy, you'll say levavchem, levav, because that's how the tongue will, that's how the mouth will do it. And you have to like work. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Summon up chom tivi. You have to like sweat a little, levavchem. You have to work. Uvechol nafshechem. Okay, here it is. He goes to Kriya Shema. Very nice. Very well done. Okay. Sif Beis. Yochel Lekrosu B'chol Loshon. Actually, technically, you can be Yotze Kriya Shema in any language if you translate each word properly, which is really, the Aruch HaShulchan says, and the Mishnah Berurah will say, is well nigh impossible nowadays, because nobody is that bucky enough in language to be able to translate. Plus, there's so many words that we really have no idea what the translation is, like Latot Tofos. And who says you're translating Shem Hashem properly? And if I asked you right now, if I went around the room with the people sitting here and asked you to translate the word Shema, you wouldn't even be sure what it is, I hope, because Shema could have three meanings. It can mean to listen, it can mean to accept, and it can mean to adhere to. And it has all three meanings when we say Shema Yisrael. It means to listen, to adhere to, and to understand. Is that what I said? Okay. To listen, to understand, and to adhere to. And each one is a meaning. So how are you going to translate it? Like, it's really well nigh impossible to translate. But Meikar HaDin, the din is you can say Shema in any language. If you find the rock upon which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah in Shivim Lashon, so then you'll just follow there what it says. And you'll be, let's see. Not the article. Oh, no. Not the article. The Yisrael Midivre Shivas article was done, some words were done at 3 in the morning with a deadline.
There are tens of thousands
of people who daven according to the English. Daven Shmona Esrei is fine. We're talking about Kriyashma. Kriyashma is every word has to be said. You don't have that in Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei, you have to capture the idea of each bracha and your yotze. Kriyashma is the words of the Torah. So if you're going to be yotze in any language, you have to translate every single word properly. I don't even know if S is translatable. Maybe you don't have to translate. I don't even, you know, what is S? It's used sometimes when there's a direct object to a verb, so you use S. But is that a translator? Do you just skip it? I don't know. Like, how can you translate S? It has no translation. So then you skip it. So have you translated the whole Kriyat Shema if you skip the word S? So, no. So that's one of the reasons the Aruch HaShulchan said that not just our minig is not to do it, but we really can't do it. On a practical level, we can't do it. So, like, don't do it. These, what? To use the uncle is, it's not a translation. It's sometimes more and sometimes less than a translation. So that would not be a good idea. Not a translation. He adds, he takes away. It's more of a what is the article called? Elucidation. You mean Tiger Mishalmi? If you would find it. Yeah, if you would find it. If you find the rock of Moshe Rabbeinu, you can use that also. What? Yeah, everything's in the Vatican. Together with the Jewish Pope, you know. Yizor Medivre Shibush Shiba'osa Lashon. Then in that Lashon, you have to be careful not to to pronounce the words properly. The adaktik what can be lashon hakodesh, Mishnah Brura. Oh, very important Mishnah Brura. I mean, they're all important, but this one is really, really nogeya, and it could, sometimes people are not careful about the halacha we're about to learn in the Mishnah Brura. When you do something b'chol lashon, tafka shemavin b'oso halashon, you have to understand that lashon. What din b'tfilah shmona esrei b'ksamozon b'kiddush b'ksamitzus aperes v'halel. Yesterday we saw that when you're yotzei from someone else, you have to understand it. Many shitas hold, a big major machlekes, but many shitas hold that you have to understand it even if it's in Hebrew. Now, when it's in Hebrew and you're saying it, the rule of thumb almost always is that you don't have to understand it if it's in Lashon Kodesh, and if it's another language, you have to understand what you're saying. That's what the Mishnah Berurah here is saying. Yesterday we saw that if you yotzei from someone else, the Shomea has to understand it, even if it's in Lashon Kodesh. I don't know if we said it yesterday. I was talking to Rav Kornfeld today, I think, by the Bris today. And really, it's probably enough to understand the Inyan, what's being said. You probably don't have to understand each word. Although we're about to learn a Mishnah Berurah that I told them it's mashma not like that. But the Chazon Ish and others have said, it's brought down in their names, that it's enough. So you have, let's say, Kiddush, you being Motzi, everybody in Kiddush, and I don't know if they know what the words mean. Uvonu v'charta mikol amim, you know, Uvonu v'charta osonu kiddush mikol amim. So yesterday I said that they understand generally. They don't understand each, well, not every word is ma'akev, really. So they just have to understand Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos, really. But Chazon Ish says it's enough if they understand that Shabbos is being sanctified, it's being celebrated, it's being toasted, whatever word you want to use, it's being talked about, and you're saying it's holy. They don't have to understand every word of the Kiddush. That's to listen. What? That's a special din by Megillah. What does the Gemara say? Ela mitzvahs kriya upersumei nisa. Hachanami mitzvahs kriya upersumei nisa. That there, it's not like a din. That's the point of the Gemara. And it's enough. There, the Gemara says, beferish, because of the nature of the chiyuv of kriyas Megillah, it's enough to understand the general story, because the whole thing is persumei nisa. What? You want to know a svara in the din we learned yesterday, because the Shomea Ka'ona has to connect to the words. Indeed, has to connect to it, since he's not saying it, since he or she are not saying it, so they have to connect to it in a stronger way than the sayer. Because when you're saying it, you don't have to understand it, taka, because you're saying it. But Shomea Ka'ona, you have to really relate to the words. It's not just that those sound waves that were created by Baruch Atah happened to hit my eardrums, and it's poof, magic, Shomea Ka'ona. You have to connect to the words. Then you could say Shomea Ka'ona. That would be the rationale in yesterday's halacha, according to those shitas. The Chozem Itzar Hadin, that you don't have to understand it in Lashon Kodesh. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Chozem Itzar Hadin, that you can translate Kriya Shema. Abel mitzvah min amufchor hu dafka b'lashon kodesh ken kozav abach vayim b'sifri achronim divi yomenu, and this Aruch HaShulchan stresses very much af mitzad hadin, it's doubtful if you can say kriyashma in any language yesh li zor shalol lakrosu b'lashon achi kim b'lashon hakodesh ki ish kama v'kama tevels, many words she'enu niyodim eich lahatikam heite, we don't know how to translate them kain tevels v'shinantom. We didn't know how to translate it. Yesh bo kama biurim, echad lashon limud, learning, echad lashon chidud, clarity. Kama shomru chazal, shu divrei Torah mit chododim b'ficho, shu mishol chodim dover al tagam v'en v'toyim aloi. V'chein kama v'kama teva shu b'kriyashma, many words in kriyashma, shin in a yodin heiti biuro al lashon acha, we don't know how to translate it. V'chein tevas es, I'm amazed at that. I'm not aware that tevas es has a translation. It's sort of a grammatical bridge word. I'm not aware that it even has a translation. But the Mishnah Berurah Mashman has a translation. I don't know. I don't know what the translation would be. I never.
Maybe there's something similar in German.
What?
Maybe there's something similar in German or Yiddish.
I'm not aware. The Tevas Latotofos, the Chadoma, we certainly don't know how to translate. I don't know what phylacteries means. It's just a word. It's filling phylacteries. Oh, okay. Avuk shoru korish shma b'loshon kodesh v'chein b'tfila v'chemozun v'tudushin shabrochas afilu eino ameven ha'loshon yotza. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is my raya, not like what I said a few moments ago. Mishnah Berurah says, d'ze eino motzui sheben Yisrael lo yeda b'ir posik v'yishu shem v'kriyashma. I'm okay saying that you don't have to understand what the words mean, because everybody will understand the words of the first posik. But so I'm not sure. So that's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. So really, the Mishnah Berurah is a little strange, because Tinach, let's say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, what would the Mishnah Berurah say about the first brach of Shemona Esrei? So would he also say Eina Motza Sheben Yisrael Lo Yeda Bir Brach Arishona Shemavos? I think it's not like that. So what we'd like to say, and what the Chazon Ish supposedly says is that you don't really don't have to understand the words at all, every single word. You just have to know in general what you're talking about. That's called you understand it. So that's enough for the first brach of Shemona Esrei and the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. But the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that you have to know what the words mean, and he says it's not motzi that you don't know what the words mean. In order to have kavana, you have to know what the words mean. That's what he says. Okay. But I'll call upon him, the rule of thumb is that in Lashon Kodesh, you generally don't have to know what the words mean. Except like, as I say, in the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, according to the Mishnah, or the first bracha of Shemona Esrei. The famous Bir Halacha here, that says that other languages, the famous Bir Halacha, you ever learn Seches Nedarim, you learn this on the Bezim and Aleph. Bir Halacha says that even when, if you are going to translate it into other languages, and you do understand what it means, It's only in the Mokom where the language has a din language. You're in that Medina. You're in Spain. You're talking Spanish. But if you talk French in Spain, then you're not Yotze, even if you understand French. Because in Spain, French is not a language, Bechlal. And that's what he's Mechalik. Lashon Kodesh is the quintessential language. It's a language all over the world. Lashon Kodesh is Lashon Kodesh. That's the real language. That's what it says in the Gemara, in the Ran, in the Durham, that Bezim and Aleph. Other languages are just Haskamas Uma V'Uma, the Ran calls it. It's just, you know, the nations decided this is what we're going to talk. So, in that place where it's not a recognized language, maybe nowadays you could say English is probably all over a language. It's pretty much as universal a language, even more so than, what's the name of that universal language they once wanted to make?
Esperanto.
But English became Esperanto, really. I mean, the idea was a very good idea, but English became that. It's pretty clear. I mean, you can basically get along in anywhere in English, Baruch Hashem, or else I wouldn't be living here. And so English it probably wouldn't apply to, even though it's not an official language. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah means you have to pass Proposition 181 in California and have Spanish become the official language. So I don't think he means that. But that's the chiddush of the Bir Halacha here. That you're not Yotze in a different language in a Medina that does not recognize that language as a language, even if you happen to understand what it means. There are the later Achronim take issue with the Bir Halacha, but this is what the Bir Halacha says. It's almost not Negeya, because as I said, we try to avoid translations anyway. And if we do translate it, we're going to translate it into English, the people sitting here at least. Maybe a person that would translate it into Spanish would have an issue. In other words, according to the Bir Halacha, if a Baal Tshuva here in Eretz Yisrael would read Kiddush in Spanish, he would not be Yotze. That's what the Bir Halacha is saying. Even if he understands Spanish, and Kiddush is Nemar B'chol Loshon, but in Eretz Yisrael, Spanish is not a language. So that's a very big Kiddush and a very important Kiddush. According to the Bir Halacha, you're not Yotze. I'm suggesting English is not like that. Just like the dollar, you know. It's very negeh hilchos ribos. I just had a shalom hilchos ribos with South Africans. They lent money in dollars, and then the rand went up and went down. And blah, blah, blah. So it's taka different than Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, I believe the dollar is no problem. In South Africa, the dollar is not. It's not, you know. A dollar is like merchandise. It's like a pound of apples. It's not like the real. So English is English, but Spanish is not like that. Okay, I think we'll stop here.